Welcome to Bible Study for Progressives, a show where moderates, liberals, and leftists of all faiths and ideologies come together to discuss scripture, spirituality, and politics. We engage scripture in its historical context, plumb its depths for wisdom and guidance, and apply its lessons to current events and social issues. Whether you're a liberal evangelical, a New Age spiritualist, a social justice activist, or a postmodern theologian, there's something in this show for you. Come, be energized in spirit and mind to understand the word and what it means to be a spiritual person in today's world. On this show, I, Rich Proceda, am interviewed on a New Age radio show called Emergency Spiritual Training by Lynn Mystic Healer. I talk about the Golden Rule and the Great Commandment that tell us to live a life of wholeness so that we bring into our public lives the same welcoming and loving disposition that we bring to church or to our spiritual communities. We are to love our neighbors, but they are not the only ones. We are to love our enemies as well. We are to be perfect as God is perfect, whose sun shines on both the evil and the good, and who sends rain to the righteous and the unrighteous. This show is different in that I'm the one being interviewed. It is also a different show with a different host and a different audience. On the show, I address a New Age audience, connecting us with Scripture through the Golden Rule and the Great Commandment. An evangelical caller offers a conservative opinion on social justice, which presents an important reference point for aware listeners. All spiritual people work to bring salvation to the world. This is Rich Proceda. I hope you enjoy this special edition of Bible Study for Progressives.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of this Christmas time of year to tune in today with me, myself, Lynn Mystic Healer, and my special guest today, who has, he's a lawyer, and he also knows about the metaphysical realm. He has a BBS radio talk show, and what's really important is his work with paranormal investigations, plus his understanding of the Holy Spirit realm being tied to the metaphysical realm. So we want to also include in that how important his talk show, this talk show that he has, is Bible Study for Progressives. We really need to unite the political system and the churches, the spiritual groups, and so one nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all. We have to get people reconnected. We're going to be talking today about direct contact with the Holy Spirit realm, which is directly connected to our benevolent, loving ETs, where Jesus came from, the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of the Light. I guess he came from. The Mormons say that he came from Kolob. There's a YouTube, H-E-I-2-K-O-L-O-B. B, and it turns out that planet is in the Andromeda system. But anyway, we know that there's at least three or four, the Arcturians, the Andromedans, the Sirians, there's a good facet of the Sirian, and the Pleiadians. Pleiadians are here, and they're trying to work with us right now to help us bring in the real Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence and the Declaration of Human Rights in evolving civilization. Welcome. So welcome, Rich. Thank you for taking time to be on my show today.
Thank you very much, Lynn. So my name is actually Rich Procida, and Richard Procida, and I represent claimants who are applying for disability. So I represent poor, disabled, mentally ill people before the Social Security Administration in an effort to help them obtain federal benefits. That's my day job. On my own work, I have the podcast Bible Study for Progressives, which is a show for moderates, liberals, and leftists of any faith or ideology. You don't even have to believe in God, but you come together to discuss scripture, spirituality, and politics. And I also write a blog called modernlectionaries.blogspot.com. And what that is I began writing on the scripture readings that churches use every Sunday to preach and teach from in order to help them get a more progressive message out, progressive lesson from the Bible. And so I started out doing that, and that was very successful. I got listed on a number of websites for preachers to go to look for material for their sermons. But then it became really a part of all my writings. So I write political commentary as well and analysis. And I also do, as you mentioned, ghost investigations, or I have done them in the past. So I wrote ghost stories. So I have The Ghost of Dead Man's Park is one of the more famous stories that I've written. It's about a park here in the city of Whittier, California, in which the headstones were removed because the cemetery had been vandalized and it had been turned into a park, but then the bodies were not removed. And they buried people on top of each other at that time. So there were a bunch of bones and stuff popping up while they were doing that. And then they put up a memorial, but they had these nice brass plates and people came and stole them all. So it had been completely desecrated. And a number of paranormal groups have been investigating it, and they were finding evidence, orbs, EVPs, and I ended up getting pushed. And it was after the partner that I just met had promised to replace the grave markers. And I was thinking, oh my God, we can't do that. How are we going to do that? And that's when I got pushed by the spirit. And eventually I wrote The Ghost of Dead Man's Park, and I wrote another story, Return to Dead Man's Park. There's actually a third story, the last story, in which I gave a presentation at the Whittier Museum of History, and we were able to get the memorials rebuilt. So now the spiritual energy there has calmed down. And I was just worried that if I had not followed through and not been a part of trying to get these markers replaced, that my partner had made a promise on my behalf that they would do that. And I didn't want to make a promise to spirits that I would do something that I at least didn't make an effort to do. And we were successful. That's some of the things I've been doing. But on the political level, it's important to recognize that we can be spiritual people, we can practice tarot, we can read crystals, we can meditate, we can pray, we can do yoga. But a central part of being a spiritual person is also to be a good person. Our greatest spiritual leaders have all called for compassion and justice for the poor and the oppressed, and the golden rule to treat others as you would like to be treated, yes, is a central principle of all major religions.
And the great commandment to love others as yourself is as spiritual commandment as any commandment could ever be. And this is really where spiritual emergency training begins. The golden rule. It applies not just to our personal lives. It applies to our whole lives, all every part of our life, including the political. So how we behave collectively can be angelic. It can be about love and care for the needy, or it can become a demonic expression of our collective or national psychosis, which seems to be what's happening right now.
Who would Jesus teach to kill? Who would Jesus teach to poison people? Who would Jesus teach to bomb? I mean, come on. What happened?
Right. And while there are authoritarian governments can be who are ruled by dictators can inflict tremendous evil. And that's what I describe as demonic and also angelic. See, our governments can be either demonic or angelic. They're angelic when they're caring for the poor, when they're housing people, when they're acting peacefully, resolving conflicts. But they can become demonic and, I mean, tremendous evil, tremendous murder, war, destruction, terror. I mean, the state can be the most demonic entity. That's my brother's girlfriend. I don't know if you want to take the call or not.
Sure. Okay. Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, I hear what you guys are saying. And like, what I really want to say is I think it's so important that we really stick to what the scriptures say and not add or take away or twist it. You're talking about government and women and children speaking up, and Christ said, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. And I think really with everything that's going on right now is a good time to bow your head, pray, and be humble. You know, there's a lot of things that are going to go down and it's going to get crazy, and we really shouldn't even get involved in it. We really need to focus
on
the Lord.
Blessed are the peacemakers because they will be called the children of God. So thank you for your call in. Who would Jesus teach to bomb? Okay, do we need to go back to scripture? Where's the love? Why aren't we teaching and training people in community to be inner peace police or light workers? Shouldn't we, the churches, open up and start to teach people and pay them to be light workers? Aren't they supposed to be working for the light of God? And the churches should really go to the Poor People's Campaign movement and maybe get involved with bringing in new government for the people, by the people, divine government that has really Christ consciousness. Where's the joyful children of God, and where are the peacemakers? You know, blessed are the peacemakers, Christians. They're the ones that will be called the children of God.
I want to address Amber's question, but I also, first I want to talk to your audience. It is very important that we participate, that we vote, but not only that we vote and participate, but that we vote as spiritual people with the same, that we take the same loving and welcoming attitude that we go to church with and that we have at church. We need to bring that same love, care for the needy, welcoming of the oppressed into the polling booth, into our political lives as well. So at the heart of being connected to spirit or to God or to what's higher power or whatever you want to call it is compassion for all living things. Jesus set an example, but he's not the only one. There are many who have lost their lives to save the lives of others, including those who have died opposing unjust regimes and in unjust wars. And that's one thing that when Christians use the render under Caesar, they don't recognize that that's really about idolatry, not about taxes. because it had an image of Caesar on it. And under that image of Caesar, it said Caesar was the son of God. And they had brought this graven image into the temple. So there was a real question there that Jesus was putting on them. It was not whether you pay your taxes or about politics and government. It was about who do you worship. And sometimes we treat our candidates as if they were messiahs, that they're going to save the world. But let's take this policy that Trump had with taxes. And he gave himself and his buddy a great big tax break. And to line their own pockets and look at the economy is now in shambles. The stock market is down. And what they did is they forced us to borrow money to pay for those tax cuts. So not only are they stealing from us, they're stealing from our future.
Yep.
So that's what the whole conflict between the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Roman Empire in Jesus's time was about. In that day, they did it by taxation and oppression and a crucifixion. But now they do it similarly by murder. Our bond as spiritual people with all of humanity is a deeply spiritual bond. Our responsibility to be involved in making the world a better place doesn't stop at politics. Once we get to politics, it doesn't stop. We still have the responsibility. What matters is who we are as human beings, not what we believe, not what faith we are, not what religion we practice, but who we are as human beings and what we do with our lives.
So what are we really fighting, and for who and for what? That's what I've had to ask myself since I grew up and I was born on a military base and have been in and out of the struggles of the women and my brothers for this whole lifetime, probably others. Sorry, but I'm really, really not happy with the adverse BS being inflicted on me and my friends and the homeless and a lot of the attitudes. While they allow us to be sprayed, drugged, teach the kids more warring, all the money going to, like I said, 60 more nuclear weapons sites at sea, destroying our land, sea, water, and air. The truth is people need love, and they need to feel purpose and interconnected with heart and soul resonance for who they are and why they're here. And if everyone is knowing that they have this divinity in them and they're expected to be able to stay balanced and teach them the resonance of harmony within the collective and individually and in community and in family, then you're talking. That's where we're supposed to be going so that we can build this real, like I said, the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, one nation under God. God is love and light, and God is within each person if they choose. Rich?
Yes, and I have a vision of an army of social workers spreading across the country. We can stimulate the economy by creating good, caring jobs.
Yes.
And love of neighbor is at the heart and center of all love-based faiths and of all major religions, actually. And what that means is that we're not only to love our friends, family, and the person next door, we are to welcome strangers and even treat foreigners as if they were born here. Yes, that's exactly what the Bible says. And I agree with Amber. We need to return to Scripture, and we need to actually read it. And that's what I would like to do. In the book of Leviticus, God tells the Jews to treat the foreigners living among them as one's native born. Love them as yourself, God says, because the Jews were once foreigners living in Egypt. So our love for neighbor doesn't end there even. We are to even love our enemies. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And what they mean here by being perfect, they mean exactly to love your enemies, to be able to love your enemies. So
100 Bible verses. I went to Google to get some references, you know, on the on what you're just talking about, loving thy enemy. And first it said 11 of them, then it went to 16, and then it goes 100 Bible verses on loving, about loving your enemy. So there's 100 of them. Okay.
Yes, exactly. And there are said to be thousands, 2,000 references to the poor. God's priority is the poor, the oppressed, the marginalized.
Yeah.
And Jesus, he hung out with people who were outcast. This is not about loving the powerful. In fact, a lot of times what we do is we attack fellow Americans. And we can always see that as a divisive tactic when the church starts to target people, homosexuals are targets, immigrants are targets, fellow Americans as sinners and so forth, rather than really focusing on the powers and the authorities that rule this world. Jesus is not just king of the church. He is considered the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. What this means is that God, and whatever you want to see as God, is the ruler of the cosmos. It's the ruler of the world. It's the ruler of nations. And as Christians, we should be living into the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is that model nation, the ideal nation that lifts up the lowly and sends the rich away empty. This is a social program for a kingdom of God. And we're not
heaven on earth. Yes, we're supposed to. And the kingdom of heaven is within each person. It is not in a drug.
The kingdom of God is among us. And there's this idea that somehow you go to church and God rules over your personal life. But then in your political life, somehow God doesn't rule over that. And then you can do anything you want. You can persecute immigrants. You can persecute homosexuals. You can persecute your neighbor politically because they're different from you or they have a different lifestyle. You can persecute people in other parts of the world, refuse entrance for refugees who are running from murder and war and terror and poverty.
And drug wars that we started funding.
Right. So, but our personal lives, it's just not God for our personal lives, not God for our political lives. We are still beholden to God, even more so in our political lives, how we vote and what we stand up for, whether we stand up for the oppressed, the weak, the lowly, the poor, or whether we stand up for the powerful and oppress the refugee, the foreigner, the resident alien.
We have language apps. We don't need, come on. We have internet, cell phones, language apps. We have mindfulness training programs. I mean, the kids are realizing, hey, you know, what's this energy show? Cosmic universal laws, energetics. Okay. Like, what is this show? You know, is this person angry, mad, sick, or sad, or whatever? Hey, if they're angry, their answers are inside of them. The ones that don't have any empathy, that don't care, that don't want to learn or be, they need to go into jail for a while and be transformed. They need restorative justice programs. And there's some that, you know, really can't, they're not, but, you know, going to be able to be out. But most of them, I'd say 99%, you know, of drug and alcohol and their chakra system, which is in the Bible too, the opening of the chakra system, the invocation of the light for direct contact. like I said, it's really important that Christians use the Bible too for the opening of the Holy Breath. What does that mean? The Holy Breath happens to be connected to your eternal soul energies, which are omniscient, okay, all-knowing for you. Omniscient, omnipotent, okay, God, right? Omnipotent energies and omnipotent, right? Either way, right? Mm-hmm. That's how you have the Healing Touch Practitioner program. And there is your soul energies have omnipresent Holy Spirit guides, which happen to be Holy Communion that they never, ever developed. It's time. Right. Inner Peace, World Peace, Enlightenment training programs. We only have a few more minutes. You know, come on. It's time for armies of light workers. It's time. Inner Peace Police. You know, right. We need to develop these new cities of enlightenment, peace, green projects, programs, you know, to save ourselves and the community. We pledged allegiance to the flag. All of our government people do. Come on. Bill of Rights, U.S. Department, you know, U.S. Declaration of Human Rights. And in the Bible, it's time. It's really time. Red, yellow, black, and white. We have internet, cell phones, and language apps. We can do this. Now we need the Jewish Voice for Peace to step into the banking systems and take over the Main Street media. We need propaganda for love, like joyful children of God everywhere. I want to see joyful children of God everywhere, creative, happy, healthy children of God doing their heart and soul-based resonant harmonic, okay, convergence with each other. Come on. It's right. Just education, new job creation with mass media, new propaganda. Get children connected to source quickly.
Right. So being a spiritual person means not just having spiritual experiences, engaging in spiritual practices, but also being a good person, full of love for all living things and concern for all of humanity and participating in that process for the betterment of the world. And that's part of being spiritual.
You got to pay them. That's where the new age, WPA, heart and soul based community services with a good basic guaranteed income with single payer and homes for all or tiny apartments for all. We got to go. We're signing out now. So you have, you know, 1 minute left there. Go for it.
Thank you for having me on your show. If you want to read my articles, they're at modernlectionaries.blogspot.com. And also, I'm on Saturdays at 3 o'clock. So if you're still listening to this station, there's going to be a show at 3 o'clock. It's called Bible Study for Progressive. Please listen to us, subscribe to our podcast, donate if you can, and go out there and change the world.
Okay. And Rich, is that on it's on station one? You're on station one at 3?
Yes, station one at 3.
Awesome. Station 1 at 3, everyone. Okay, let's continue this. Let's get the new paradigm program systems in place so that we can all become more happy, healthy, joyful children of God. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless you, and bless BBS Radio. And, let's get this new enlightenment, peace, loving heaven on earth programs, thoughts, visualize to actualize programs out there. Thank you. Blessings, everyone. And thank you for listening, and thank you, Rich, for doing what you're doing to help bring in the legislation that is really crucial and very needed right now. Bless you, and thank you all. Bye now.
This has been Bible Study for Progressives. If you enjoyed the program, please subscribe to our podcast or put us in your favorites and write a 5-star review. Tell your friends about us and share us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and click the donate button at modernlectionaries.blogspot.com. Your support will help us reach more people, produce more and better shows, and cover the cost of production. Feel free to send me a note or comment on the show. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Rich Procida. Thank you for listening.